This is Michael Grauer, McCaslin Chair of Cowboy Culture, Curator of Cowboy Collections and Western Art at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'll be speaking with you today about Richard Wagamese's novel, Medicine Walk. North American Indian burial practices were varied widely across the continent. In some cultures, the recently deceased name was never spoken again so as to avoid angering their spirit. The spirit world in general was revered and respected among American Indian groups, yet may have been met with some trepidation and even anxiety. Moreover, generally these cultures believe in everything is inhabited by spirit and everything is spiritual. The spiritual power of nature permeates all nature, and a return to that unseen yet felt and sensed power draws but awes all peoples. Consequently, preparation for the afterlife is fairly universal and cross-cultural. We know through archaeology that the ancient Chinese and Egyptians spent vast amounts of treasure to bury themselves with vast amounts of treasure. Burial mounds, crypts, and tombs have revealed multiple practices as fairly consistent regardless of place and time. In other words, facing one's own mortality was far easier if familiar things go with us. Since there have been human beings, we keep trying to take it with us. In the Americas, this holds true as well. On the Great Plains, nomadic lifeways required a sparseness of material goods, however. There was almost no pottery, and clay vessels were far too heavy and cumbersome to carry. Basketry was not practiced among the horse Indians to any great extent. Pouches, parfleches, carrying cases all tended to be made from animal skin or animal parts, such as bison bladders washed, dried, and stretched, and used as canteens. Flint and metal for arrowheads and other tools and the metal in firearms constituted the heaviest objects in plains cultures, foodstuffs notwithstanding. Although originally woodlands Indians centered around the Great Lakes, pressure from the displacement of eastern tribes forced the Ojibwa, previously known as Chippewa, to adopt and adapt certain plains rituals and traditions as they moved west. Ojibwa burial practices formed the foundation for Richard Wagamese's exceptional novel, Medicine Walk. In it, a 16-year-old mixed-blood Franklin is forced to confront and eventually care for his father on his final journey, although he, Franklin, has been estranged from Eldon nearly his entire life. After years of alcoholism, Eldon is dying from liver failure but wants to be buried in the warrior way of his Ojibwa ancestors in Western Canada. He asks Franklin to take him on this final journey and to regain some level of dignity for what he, Eldon, views as a wasted life. Richard Wagamese takes us along on this journey not only through space and the beautiful Canadian Rockies, but also through time as Eldon reveals to Franklin the huge chunks missing from his son's memory, not the least of which is the story of his mother and the old man, Bunky, who raised and reared Franklin. Eldon also confesses one of the driving forces and voices driving him toward alcoholism, his own horrifying experiences during the Korean War. Wagamese keeps us on the edge of our seat, near tears, every time Eldon's breathing slows or his coughing never ceases. And we want Franklin to forgive him, but we also understand why he struggles to do so. Eldon doesn't seem to expect to be forgiven, as he cannot forgive himself. I won't reveal how this ends, as I encourage you to read this sensitive, raw, and thoughtful book. Keep a handkerchief close by. I'm Michael Grauer for the Radio Readers Book Club. Thank you to our funders, Lon Fromm of Colby and Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas.